animation, Star Wars cartoons, and ABC TV. Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. It's Wick and Kink. It's Wick and Kink.
But Dr. Cortex, we haven't determined the cause of past failures.
Moron! This bandicoot will be my general, and he will lead my Cortex Commandos to world domination. This time, I shall reign triumphant. We are closer than ever before. Quickly, into the vortex.
Dr. Cortex, the vortex is not ready. We have no idea what it could do.
Failure again. Capture him.
Uh-oh.
Prepare the female bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot Ensane Trilogy is an HD remaster of the first three entries of the Crash Bandicoot franchise: Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot Cortex Strikes Back, and Crash Bandicoot Warped. And it is a remaster in the truest sense of the word. Vicarious Visions has meticulously upgraded the game's appearance, while keeping the gameplay almost entirely untouched. Right from the start, you can see the difference as you watch Crash jump into some machinery that's churning out new HD assets during the startup loading screen. Unfortunately, it's not a skippable loading screen, so the charm does wear off after a while. The main menu lets you hop in and out of any of the three games, so there's no need to worry about playing them in order, and you can switch to another title if you found yourself stuck on that one level for the last 2 hours and can't get past that one stupid jump.
Whoa!
Pretty much every aspect of the game, from cinematics to enemies to the ever-present wooden crates, has received a big audio and visual upgrade, with smoother, sharper character models and clear, crisp sound effects, and the entire experience still feels like the Crash Bandicoot we know and love. The soundtrack is catchy and fits very well with what you see on screen, and you'll likely find yourself humming the themes you've heard after you've stopped playing. The music is full of energy and bounce, and the sound effects match it well, from bouncing on crates to collecting that valuable Aku Aku mask. Every action has a punch behind it. Bringing these games to the PS4 has opened up the use of the analog sticks, which is a bit of a mixed bag. Vicarious Visions took great care in making sure the levels were identical to the originals as much as possible, and while this is mostly a good thing, there are a few places where the controls don't mix well with the update. Some enemy hitboxes feel a little off, and some precision jumps feel difficult to control smoothly, but most of the time this is not a problem. Like many platformers, Crash contains plenty of replayability, especially for completionists. Destroying every wooden crate in each level is the go-to feat, rewarding the player with gems that unlock different paths through levels, and time trials offer a different style of challenge. All of these are necessary if you want to increase your completion percentage up to and beyond 100, so if you're the type of player that likes to grab those platinum trophies, you'll be playing this one for a good long while. The level design has enough variety to keep from getting stale, with some standard 2D movement, some running from a boulder like Indiana Jones, and sometimes hopping on an animal and holding on for dear life as you dodge and jump through an obstacle course. Every few levels you'll come across a boss fight, and the games really shine with their clever but not overcomplicated boss mechanics that feel like they hit the sweet spot between challenging and fun. Considering how platformers have evolved with more exploration than straightforward jumping and pounding through enemies, the largely linear level design of Crash Bandicoot may not excite newcomers to the series, but returning players will appreciate the classic style and nostalgia. the difficulty spikes are right where you remember them. But if you find yourself struggling with a particular area enough, you'll be granted a free Aku Aku mask to help you along. It's easy to get frustrated with some of these challenges, but overcoming them is still a satisfying feeling that keeps you trying and trying again. Long-standing fans of Crash Bandicoot and classic platforming games will have a blast with this collection, but if you're a newcomer, you might want to try before you buy. I give Crash Bandicoot: Insane Trilogy 3 Aku Akus out of 5.